you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Thanks for tuning in. I am Ian, and I'm here with who?
Me.
Me. It's just Ian and me show. I am so excited for today. We got some deer tags and some do-rags.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, and I'm just going to throw it out there already. I saw a fella in a do-rag the other day. And it was a guy I hooked up with a while ago. And every time I see him, he sends me a dick pic. And I saw Tori, and I went, no. Man. And I think he didn't see me.
So you must have watched our Ryan Shaner episode.
What happened?
He was wearing a do-rag.
Really?
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, I hope he gives me a... He's got a hot bod. Have you seen his bod?
Oh, yeah, he's built. Yeah. Yeah. Shaner
what
is built,
fuck? Bro.
I heard he's got a piece on him, too.
Really?
Yeah. Word on the street.
He's a catch. Yeah. He's a catch. I'm excited for his new podcast. This is the end. I'm the first guest. Oh, what's up, bitch? Episode out on Wednesday.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let Zach introduce the guest. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm happy that we're in studio together. I'm happy we're hanging out.
Yes.
This pre-tape thing is working out pretty good.
Yeah. I like it. We got to do more of it.
Yeah, I think it works out.
Remember
very well.
When I was gone for a month because we didn't pre-tape? Because I forgot I was leaving.
It was sad.
I know. So let's coordinate better. And I say that to you to say it to me.
Absolutely. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Yes. From the wonderful podcast, Deer Tag and the Do-Rag.
Naeem Ali.
Drew Montana.
The Cruz, Rob Cruz.
And Rob, you have a special shirt on for us today.
Yeah, rocking the Homo Hut, baby.
Yes.
Let's go.
The Homo Hut, my favorite personal pansexual pizza. And when we got in here, it was so funny. Naeem, you really like the swivel chair,
The swivel chairs is a plus, bro. This is beautiful.
Yeah, well, hey, welcome to New York City. This ain't North Philly.
Yeah, listen, North Philly, like we keep on the swivel is our heads, bro.
Yahtzee. I love it. Can I tell a New York City story real quick?
Let's go.
I just had the most amazing New York City moment. I got to take this off. I'm sweating. Okay, so I was running late, and I couldn't find a cab, and the L train went from Brooklyn in Bedford, the last stop in Brooklyn, and it skipped First Ave, which I get off at, and went all the way to Union Square. I'm fucked. I'm late. I'm looking for a cab. There are no cabs. I'm fucking going down the avenue. No, going down. Yeah, going down. No, going down the street. 14th Street.
You literally got stuck on the term going down. Like a fucking record. You wanted to go on a guy.
Vietnam flashbacks to a drag queen named Iggy. And
it's pronounced Icky.
No, the last time I did it, I felt no shame. I'm okay with who I am today. Anyway,
hell yeah.
Fag. So,
come on, man. I'm just a boy. Take it easy.
So, dude, I have always wanted to do this. And I saw a FedEx truck and I went up to the back of it because I'm like, you know what? There's a ledge. I'm going to hop on like an old New York City street.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I go, and it was at a red light, and the guy comes out, and he looks at me, and I go, look, man, I'm running late. Can I just hop on the back of this, and you just take me down, and I get off at the next light? And he goes, all right, man. I hop on.
What,
fucking
yo?
Green lights fucking popping. I'm hanging off of a fucking FedEx truck.
Like a damn paper boy. Hell yeah, bro.
It was fucking amazing. I got a smoke in my
mouth.
That's
some New York shit.
I got my fucking... The new Drug Church album is amazing, by the way. And they cover Someday, I Suppose, by the Mighty Mighty Boston. And they use horns. Incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, that sounds like a Tony Hawk level. That's
dude,
incredible.
Yeah, it was. Nice. Yeah. I was like in a video game.
Yeah, you Subway Surfer now, bro.
Yeah,
that's
it was
nice.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It was, dude, I suggest.
Dude, that is a game, Ian, being late to podcast. Crazy faggot.
Now I navigate getting around.
Jumping from trains to trucks to dicks.
Let's go.
Damn, bro.
That's how he gets his health back. Stop at glory hole.
Yeah, right. He's stopping that glory hole.
Up the energy. I have the power. Bottom. Dude, it was awesome. I suggest everyone once in their life do something you've always wanted. I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. It was such a fucking moment. It was so cool.
I can tell you're high on life right now, dude.
I am.
I feel it.
I am. I was a volunteer firefighter in high school, and I used to ride on the back of the truck, and it reminded me of that.
Very cool.
Bro, what is your life? You were a volunteer firefighter?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? Who does that in high school?
And
somebody desperately trying to hide something.
Someone looking for a father.
Yeah.
I just did Philly Punchline, and one of the guys I volunteered with came out to the show.
Oh, shit.
Dunkel. Remember I told the story about Dunkel?
Didn't Dunkel? You say Dunkel was a little...
He brought his mom. Oh, he's okay. A sweetheart. He's I think he's at Belvedere. Shout out, Dunkel. Rich. Rick. You're the fucking
best. What's a Belvedere?
It's like a firehouse. So it was like Tallyville Claim.
It sounds like
Belvedere.
A fancy term for retarded people.
Yeah, he's a Belvedere.
He's a Belvedere.
He's a bit of a Belvedere.
He's a real dunker.
Short bus is the Calvary.
It was what this motherfucker showed up. I hadn't seen him since we were firefighters. He kept at it. I quit, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was like a cool moment.
That's
you
it.
Know?
Oh, how are the shows? Good?
Fucking awesome. Dude, the shows have been so fucking fantastic. I'm finally, like, people are coming. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I fucking love it. Dude, thank you guys for coming out and saying hi and supporting. It's really nice.
Yeah, you're killing it, bro.
You're a sweetheart.
You're everywhere, dog.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
I just go where the wind takes me, and usually it's to a man's penis, and on the way, a FedEx truck.
Yeah,
guess
dog.
What? I either deliver or get the package, bitch.
Ooh,
okay. I'm surprised it wasn't UPS, because we all know what Brown could do for you.
Split me open.
Yeah. Yo, you fucked a lot of black boys before?
Yeah.
That's your twist?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Do better. Do better, bro.
Do better.
Do better. What
the black?
Black? Yeah, don't do that.
What do you mean do better?
Do better.
I'm helping them.
No,
what are you doing for the
shit.
Community?
Nah, bro.
That's fake woke. Yeah,
why? Yeah, by making black fellas feel good?
Yeah, come
on. It's the least I can do.
We feel good enough, Ian. We feel good enough.
No. My racism comes out. I'm like, I'm really going to hurt you. Now, I've been with some whites. I think because the guy I had a secret thing with for like 11 years, every guy I go for almost looks exactly like him.
Okay.
So I think it's like a thing up
some
here.
Subconscious shit.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
He was black?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I like so badly wanted to show up to his house for like a holiday dinner and be like, hey, how you doing? And then look at his kids and be like, you know, I could have been your mother.
Oh, he got like a family and shit now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you almost lived in here.
Yo.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, no,
God bless him. He's got a family. I think for him, it was like an experimental thing. You know, guys do that and stuff.
Just getting his
feet wet. Yeah, just figuring out who you are for 11 years straight.
Yeah, that's not an experiment. That's a long-ass experiment, bro.
Well, hey, man, you know, we had to test the hypothesis for a while.
You don't be on dick that long and not really love it, bro. If you on dick for 11 years, you love dick. He know he just hiding it right now. I bet you can still get him, man.
I think I was... I loved who was attached to the dick. Anyway, Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm beat. I'm fucking...
You've been running around.
Yeah, I've been running around.
You've been using that old fucking noggin of yours, fucking killing it.
Yeah, I gotta say, comedians are mentally unhinged.
What? Kev is an example.
They are just bad at timing and meeting people places. And
very true.
And the awareness of what other people's schedules could possibly be.
Is this directed towards someone?
No. So I'm writing on something right now, but half the people are on the West Coast and half the people are here. Mm. So I'll have like people texting me at like 9 a.m. here to start working.
Yeah.
And then the people on the West Coast are like, have me in a group chat at like 4 a.m. So it's just nonstop.
Yeah, damn.
All
bro.
Day, every day.
And you're like, you're writing?
I'm writing on something, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And
I heard from a little birdie. I don't want to blow anything up, but mm-hmm. that you're the fucking guy.
I'm doing okay.
No, you're doing
hell yeah.
You're
and but I'm great. Just, I'm fucking beat. And it's like, so I started doing this thing where I put my phone on Do Not Disturb for like 6 hours.
Smart.
Like, really? Yes. Sleep.
Nice.
Let's go.
But then the anxiety I get when I turn it on and it's like, you have 47 text messages.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know what I do when I see Do Not Disturb on someone's phone? I hit notify anyone.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And then I go, time for a phone call.
Yeah.
It's you're a little rascal.
I hate that that's even an option.
What?
Notify anyway.
I mean, I guess it's for emergency.
Yeah, what if it's an emergency? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asleep.
I'm a notify anyway type of guy also. You got to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's bullshit, you got to hear what I'm saying, bro.
There is a freedom in doing Do Not Disturb where like sometimes my phone will die and I won't have it. And dude, I am anxious as fuck for the first little bit. But then I'm like, okay, things are fine. It's okay. Wow. Thoughts are allowed. And then I put it on and I like want my phone to blow up and then it doesn't. And I'm like, that's almost kind of freeing in a way.
Yeah.
You know, like if you unplug for a minute, you're not missing much.
Yeah, true.
You know,
I just I thought I lost my phone on the Paco the other day, dude. And that was like the first real panic I've had in a long time.
Well, that's the thing. If it dies or you leave it at home and you know where it is, fine. But dude, if we don't have fucking we free. Land of the free, try going somewhere without your phone, brother.
Can't do it.
It was a real feeling of like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's got, dude, how many fucking notes I have in there and fucking
everything.
Like, dude, that is my everything.
Fucking news. I got old news from old hoes that I still want to look at. Like, you got to, everything's in that phone.
I was going to make a suggestion.
What?
Naughty boy email.
What?
What's that?
Yeah, your good boy email.
What?
Regular email. Good boy email.
What are you talking about?
Burner email.
Burner email account. Anything you always want to have, but you don't want in the cloud or to save. Email it. Make a separate email address and email everything
that's
to yourself. That
shit.
Way you never lose it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, if you know, say you're in a committed relationship for the last 8 years. Every once in a while, you go back and you check the naughty boy email and remember the man that you used to be.
Damn right.
Dude, we need one for our business. We're trying to sell used do-rags.
We are trying to sell used
do-rags. Really?
For these little perverts.
We going to fucking jack off in them and sell them. We're going to do all type of weird shit.
Wait, the people that dig the show would be into that?
Yeah.
Hell for sure. Yeah.
From you guys?
Yes, from us.
Really?
Oh, hell
women
yeah.
or men?
Both. But the women are a lot of times very disgusting.
They are.
Yeah.
Dude, the ones that are into this.
Their money's still green.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so is their discharge.
true.
Dude, the women that are into, like, the freak stuff, it's never, like, a hot butt model.
Never.
It's always some green-haired Wiccan or something, you know?
Dude, like that's most of the requests we get in the YouTube comments are, can you come in a do-rag for us?
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God.
Yes. Bussing this do-rag, all three of y'all, then rub it together and sell it to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's either that or just go for a jog. It's one of those two.
What? How much would they buy it for?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Yeah. We don't know how much we could sell them for.
Yeah, you really got to test the market. 150's got to be your bottom tier.
Yeah,
because you got to think you got to split it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's 50 apiece
for a hodgepodge of cum.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude, what?
Hell yeah, dog.
How does fucking deer tag in the do-rag have that? And we've been doing this for how long and nobody wants our cum?
Yes,
do you want our cum, ladies and gentlemen?
If you want our cum, pop off in the comms.
Hell yeah, dude. You got to put it out there in the universe. That's what we learned.
Now okay.
Where would you come on?
Fucking anything. Give me money. So, wait. You take the do-rag and you come in it.
Yep.
And then you go, hey, man, here.
Yep.
Or do you put it in a baggie and give it to him? Or is it like a group project?
Oh, we could bukkake
assembly line.
We could definitely bukkake
it. Film it for...
No, you don't want that footage out.
Dude, I think we got a Jersey Shore where we all go in a room privately and talk to the camera and then jerk
and
off
then
on
jerk
the
off on
confession booth.
Yeah, confession.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, I was thinking more like a seance. We light a circle of candles and then we all stay in the middle and just fucking jack
my
off.
Cock why is the feather stiff as a sock?
I was just going to say, my cock is light as a feather, stiff as a board, but yours is better.
Hell yeah. You do that shit in the middle of some candles, we make a fucking Captain Planet, dog. True. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
We got to get some goddamn mason jars, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
That's classy.
That is classy.
How Put are you now turning in into Craft Cum Podcast? You got to get some mason jars.
That's what the people
tie
want.
Tie some twine in it.
We have first mover advantage, so we got to do this shit right.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a level of that many people that you're going to do this.
Yo, it's yeah. Yes.
We're so here's what I'm saying. I think the mason jars is classy.
Yes.
Each come on the do-rag, put it in the mason jar, seal it, then label it, time and date.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yo.
So then it's like a moment in your time.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
That way it's personal. It's special. It's not just here's some load.
Right.
Here's when the load's from.
Yeah. But how will they know whose load is who?
We'll color code them. We'll put dye on our dick.
Yeah. Yo. You should put like a Sharpie circle, and this is like Naeem. This is Jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
big.
Yeah. And just we can just bust on different spots on the do-rag.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Now I'm feeling far, sentimental. I want to like bury my cum and like open it when I'm 40.
In a time capsule.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Like, wow, cum I remember capsule. Those days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't but shoot yeah, far
put,
either.
Like what you were jerking off to that year in there.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Dude, Attell has a joke where he goes, I heard if you come on an American flag and bury it, a crack or barrel grows. Oh, no, come on a Confederate flag and bury it, a crack or barrel
yeah.
grows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. God damn. Mm.
Well, hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. We should get high together and go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes, they sent me gummies, and holy guacamole do these things work. So if you are over the age of 21 and you do live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, they have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I will tell you, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, guys, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high.
I like Cracker Barrel. Y'all go there?
It's good.
It's
I great food. With it, yeah.
It's great food,
dude,
yo.
The chicken dumplings.
Yes.
Oh.
Yo, the dumplings, the fucking French toast, the pancakes, all the breakfast shit is great.
I never had breakfast. I always get the chicken and dumplings.
You never had the breakfast?
Never had the
yeah,
breakfast.
Yeah, no, I fuck hard with chicken fried steak.
Chicken yes. fried steak is great.
That's to me.
That might be the best thing
the
they
sure
had.
Sign of a great shithole is chicken fried steak.
Yeah. Why does Cracker Barrel get a bad rep?
I don't know.
It's delicious.
They got some of the best cheese, too. Their grocery store cheeses.
They do.
They got a shop.
Yeah, you can buy knickknacks after you eat.
You got knickknacks.
Watch your mouth, dude. You can't say that anymore, dude.
They got wicker furniture.
Ian loves knickknacks.
Ian does love knickknacks. Uh-huh. He like big, tall knickknacks.
Big thickums.
Uh-huh.
Knickknack paddywhack, giving Ian a bone.
Whoa. Hell yeah, bro.
That was so good. Knock my hat off. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude, that's fucking, yeah, everyone shits on Cracker Barrel.
They really do.
They shit on Waffle House, too, and I don't know, man.
It's
Waffle
amazing.
House is pretty goddamn dependable.
Yeah, you get good food great. And entertainment.
Same time. Yeah, it's dinner and a show.
Yeah, yeah, tell me another restaurant you go to where the fry cook is also a fighter.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
There's
dude,
no
the last
else.
Time I went to fucking Waffle House, the cook walked up to my table. He goes, hey, can I ask y'all a question? I'm like, yeah. And he just takes an onion from behind his back and he goes, ain't this the biggest motherfucking onion you've ever seen in your fucking life?
Yes.
And I
fucking
went,
yes.
Yeah, that's a really big onion. And then he just looks back at the person behind the counter and goes, I told you it was a big motherfucking onion.
So that means they was in the back arguing, and the other guy was like, "That onion ain't that damn big."
That's Waffle House. There is no back.
They had to crowd.
Yeah, right. It's just right there.
They were 5 feet away from us having the argument.
It's like the motel, dude. You're either in your room or the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's
hell yeah.
Wow,
dude. That's the funniest awesome. Thing I've ever heard.
That's great. Where else are you gonna get that?
Yeah, that's nowhere else, man.
I love it.
I tell you what, not at IHOP. You're not getting that at IHOP.
No, that's too much for the family.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Didn't they try to change the name to like something with burgers or some shit before?
That was like a promotional thing where they turned the P upside down to be a B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was stupid.
Not for me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, you did not have International House of Poontang.
Ian, you've become more black woman since the last time I've seen you.
I've really been embracing it.
Yeah.
I think that's who
great.
I am.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm an old Jewish man and a sassy black woman in the body of an accountant.
You really are an independent film. Of like a friendship.
A strong independent film.
Woo! Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
Hell yeah. That was a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha, dog.
Mm-hmm. Like Herschel and Shalila, a friendship made in Harlem.
Herschel and Shalila.
Yo, Naeem posted the funniest Herschel Walker quote earlier.
What's that picture on your bagel?
What's the shit he said on?
He said, I don't even know what a pronoun is. How the fuck you know what a pronoun is, bro? You running for office, a public office.
Oh, that's
the way
great.
He said it, it was like a 20-second clip. He's like, if you believe in pronouns, I don't even do pronouns. You're only doing pronouns? Yeah. They were like, what the fuck are you saying?
The fuck dude, are you talking
that,
about?
That's the R. Kelly defense. He was like, I don't even know how to tie that knot.
Yeah.
It's just a number.
Right, yeah. Hell yeah. I like seeing dumb people win, though, because that means we all can win, bro. We all can make it. If retards can win, we can win, dog.
Retards have been winning for years.
Retards have been winning for a long time.
I mean, that's why the Special Olympics exists.
Yeah, true.
To inspire.
True.
You know?
Did you guys hear something? A guy, one of the guys in jail with R. Kelly put R. Kelly on the phone with his daughter?
Yeah.
No matter where he goes or what he's done.
Oh, it's not even his fault at this point, bro.
People just like, here, please, take a child. Like, I feel bad. Like, no matter where he goes. Yeah. Apparently he's in jail and somebody was on the phone with their daughter and literally said, hey, my daughter's the biggest fan of yours. Can she just talk to you for like 5 minutes? And he took his phone time to give the phone to R. Kelly.
How old was the daughter?
Definitely not 18.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo.
And she was so hype when she got on the phone. She's like, oh my God. Yeah. She was screaming.
What, yo?
Damn. Even in the pen, he's still getting.
You can't even be mad at him at this point, yo. They just throwing it at him. Yeah. The baby's throwing the pussy at him. You can't be mad. Damn.
You can only say no for so long.
Yeah.
He's undeniable.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. What do you do?
I don't like. Dude, look. These guys, fucking monsters, I get it. But anyone that's like,
oh, here it is.
I won't listen to his music. Come on. It's too
good. Yeah, come on,
it's
right.
It's too good.
And you're lying.
Wait,
to
we have a clip.
Damn, they got iPhones
behind there? Bars after a video appeared to show the singer serenading a fellow in the post. Any other Toronto, though, Kelly did not respond to his
phone. Hold on, we'll look for the original.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so she posted it online when your dad's in the same prison as R. Kelly.
Jeez. And he sung her a song. He's an idiot. He's a fucking
Happy
dickhead.
Happy birthday, Lisa. That's
He's
wild.
He's a dickhead.
I mean, but what else is? What's he doing in prison?
Push-ups.
He's got the time.
Yeah, he does it.
Why would he say no?
True.
And that's the next year of his spank bang.
That's true. Yeah, he's jacking off to that right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, let me be a good guy again. Give me the phone.
I bet he's got respect in prison.
Oh,
I bet
for
people don't give him a lot of shit.
And
he's
he can
a
fight.
Pedophile,
you know
though.
He can fight too, right?
That's the thing.
Can he fight?
Yeah, Fat Joe said that one time R. Kelly took him to this underground fighting ring, and I think it was in New York or Chicago.
You're thinking of the game Def Jam Vendetta.
No, I'm trying to listen. You can look this story up.
We certainly know it's
threw
a fight.
Him into a subway.
Right? No, look it up. Fat Joe said he took him to an underground fighting ring, and he said R. Kelly had on like slacks. And he took his fucking shirt off and got in there and started kicking ass. He said he was just beating people the fuck up.
Well, we certainly know it's always a fight for him to read.
Oh, for sure. That's a struggle.
Oh, he doesn't know how to read?
Yeah, no, yeah, he's illiterate.
Like, he cannot read.
None
Maybe
of the
he tried
still.
To read their licenses and he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah right. Yeah. But why learn how to read if you can sing like that?
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck it.
Well,
here we go.
I want to ask you something. Can you sing a song for me?
Which one?
Passports.
I got it. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back?
Why is there music?
To America.
Yeah, I'm very confused. I don't know what's happening.
This sounds like she's waiting for like AT&T.
That sounded like a boy ass.
It did like a boy ass.
No, that was, I think that was a dub over. Because you've heard the song Passports, right?
Yeah.
No. It's when he's in Ethiopia and it's the greatest R. Kelly moment ever. He's
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Sold out show in Ethiopia and he riffs in songs. So he's like, do you have your passport? Do you have your shots?
Hell yeah.
He's fucking awesome. Do you
and just a million ladies reach out and try and grab his dick.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Oh, yeah, and
hold
they
on.
Said, who
yeah,
wrote the passports?
That was a dub over.
Passports is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my
oh,
life.
Oh, they dubbed over? So
I think they
dubbed
have
over the footage. It's
why?
Not. Because it's the internet, Ian, and people dub over things to make it into memes and jokes.
But don't we want to see the original?
I do.
I'm sure
I do.
We do.
Maybe
but
they
that's
can't
not what we were provided.
Maybe they can't play the little girl's voice or something.
Speaking of things in Africa,
oh, this is the pa- this is the
Ian,
passport
you're gonna love
video.
This.
The shit bangs.
To America.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shot?
Damn, look how many people there.
He's killing it.
Yo, this should be the national anthem. Hell yeah, bro. Oh, you gotta put your hand over your heart when this shit on, bro. You gotta show some respect, dog. Yeah,
I
man.
I gotta take my hat off.
You gotta show some respect, bro.
Wow.
Damn.
Do you want to hear the complete inverse of that?
Of course.
There's a little known Pauly Shore documentary called Pauly Shore in Africa.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if that's the title, but he goes to Africa to try to adopt a child. And truly, like, I love jokes. I love being, like, the little, like, hee-hee guy and saying, like, stuff. It is the most racist thing I've ever seen.
What?
It is the most, can't even, like, I can find the humor in it in the way of, like, I'm outside of myself watching this. I have to laugh because I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It is insane. If you can look it up, it's like.
So we have the trailer for it.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Ooh.
This is wild.
Pauly Shore is the man.
Oh, wait till you see.
Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, and we are in the streets of Africa. I am here to adopt a baby. It's going to be
damn,
beautiful. Bro. It's going to be gorgeous. I'm going to take it back to America
with me
for a better life. A lot of people think I came here to Africa to tell jokes. I actually came here to get HIV. What's up, bro? Peace. Catch a tiger by the toe. If it hollers, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny,
oh, he doing eeny, meenies.
Look for baby. This isn't my baby. I just found this baby. I'm going to find my own baby. So I'm here. I want a child. Give me a child.
Ottawa.
Wait, hold him back. Hold him. So I can't catch anything. Have you had your shot? So I was thinking.
His quote, R. Kelly.
Go to the top, son.
Get down.
The top is America.
Yo, what
like
the fuck?
Speed adopting. Like, who's my next child? Who's my next child?
Samila.
I think I like him better than Ottawa. This face. Macy Gray. What color do you want?
Blue.
Yeah, we're gonna have two blue balls. See, my kind of guy. Do you know where to find a mall around here? Maybe I could buy you some shoes.
What?
Is this like Panda Express? One kid I'm not too into. He's this kind of overweight kid. The other kid I lost. You live around here?
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. I left my kid! Sumila!
Do you want to go with this man?
No.
What? There's a lot of people that would love to adopt, and I'm here. It's in my heart. Ow. Seen Dave Chappelle? But I heard he's hiding in there.
So is this like a Borat kind of thing?
Chicago. Well, my brother lives in Chicago,
where
so
it's
I'm like really close with her.
Where do I get a taxi?
What the fuck?
This is a moment that none of us will ever forget. So when you're older and you're 18, possibly you're stealing from me, I'll stop and say, hey, Sumila. Remember that time when we were on the top of Cable Mountain and we had that extraordinary moment? Give me back my wallet.
Yo.
Careful.
Ah. Unbelievable.
Damn, bro.
Yo.
That shit's bananas.
What the fuck?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That's fucking wild.
Right?
The wildest part of that is the eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Because you know what that song is, bro. Catch a nigga by the toe, bro.
No, it's a tiger.
Yeah, no. That's the updated version.
Yeah, that's the updated version. Catch a nigga by the toe.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. If he hollers, let him go.
Yeah. Well, eeny, I just meeny, have miny, a mo. New favorite song.
Hell yeah. Damn.
Yo, how insane is
that's fucking nuts.
And nobody knows it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But is it like a Borat thing?
That's the thing. It's like, is this... like high concept level, like, I'm intentionally being the biggest fucking dickhead in the world.
He's trying to do like Bruno or Borat or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it did come out around the time of that.
Okay.
Also, it was when like every celebrity was like, I've adopted a black baby. So it was like a play on that too.
All right, then it's fine then. I get it then.
But you can't tell what it is from the trailer.
True.
Right?
True.
So I think we should have a watch party.
I'm with that.
Yeah. I want that. It would be great.
Right? Like, dude, if we have a fucking spook show, Bye Guys mashup, whatever.
Hell yeah.
It, because it could be hilarious or the worst horror movie we've ever seen.
Because look, if he's making fun of ignorance by being ignorant,
right,
then it's brilliant comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun. Yes. That's fine.
But can Pauly Shore can he do that? Or is he just an ignorant fucker?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's stuck around in show business this long. His mom's one of the most ruthless business people in the history of comedy. I bet he's way more intelligent than people give
100%. Yeah, he plays it down. I think he plays dumb, but he's probably a fucking genius, bro.
I will say, Encino Man, one of the best films.
What?
Radmobile.
That was my first introduction to like white people that I liked.
Really?
Yes. Encino Man, dog. I thought all white people talked like that. I thought all y'all was I thought all y'all was like that, bro.
By the way, a lot of black guys still think that.
Yeah, for sure.
Is definitely one of the black white guy impressions.
Yeah. It's no longer like the I need to go to the doctor. It's now like, hey, dude.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Black people think all white guys speak like Steve-O.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, how old are you?
I'm 35.
All right, okay, I'm 37. That movie and Kindergarten Cop, I wore out on my VHS. I couldn't play anymore.
That was my shit.
I loved it. I'm trying to think of my first like introduction to like black people.
Did you have black people in your neighborhood?
Yes, and I played with them down the street. We played with them, and then my friends up the street, and we'd meet in the middle.
Okay, yeah. See, I didn't meet my first white person until I was like 8. Or nine. So I thought that white people was only on TV. Like, I didn't know that y'all even, like, existed and walked around in real life.
Right. Well, when I was teaching in Brooklyn at Boys and Girls High in Bed-Stuy, some of my students had never left Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they had only seen white people on TV.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't you all wear ties?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Yep.
I also had a karate class with a black kid when I was, like, 5. And I was just like... let's hang out. Like, can we come over? Like, yeah. I don't know. I, like, really wanted him to be my friend. But I also, that was around the time of, like, 91 when, like, rap was huge.
Okay.
And I was obsessed with, like, Criss Cross, MC Hammer, Vanilla
Ice. Right, right, yeah.
And I wanted to be black big time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that maybe, like, when you got older, you turned white. Because I was like a big Michael Jackson fan. Yeah. So I thought like, yo, people born black. And then one day, maybe if you talented or sing or some shit, maybe you just get in front of the TV cameras. You turn white.
Like a Pokemon evolution.
Yeah. Yep. That's how I thought it was. Yep.
And the police are like, we got to catch them all.
Hell yeah, dog.
That's so funny.
Thanks for doing that. So I don't have to make a Diglett joke.
For the people that didn't understand, that's a Niglet joke. Hell yeah, bro.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our sponsors. Tis the season for clean balls for la 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 la. Our friends at Manscaped are here to clean your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, that's how you describe me and Ian, Manscaped products are at the top of every wish list. Grab some crop mops for your pops or the body buffer for your holiday lover. Guys, Manscaped is absolutely the best, and you're going to get a great deal by using our promo code BYGUYS for 20% off plus free shipping. You get their Platinum Package 4.0,
which comes with the Lawnmower 4.0 plus a ton of great other products, shampoos, body washes, deodorant. If your dad has nasty nose hairs, you can save his life with the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. And guys, the buzzer that Manscaped comes with, this thing is incredible. It's got an LED light on it. It works in the shower. This thing will save your life. You can shave your nuts all winter long and have a perfect little package for the man or woman you love. So, guys, one more time, guys, that's head on over to manscaped.com and use our promo code BYGUYS, B-I-G-U-Y-S, for 20% off and free shipping. You're going to love it. The person you love is going to love it, and your balls are going to love it. Manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, yeah, in like the early 90s, everything was like fucking rap. Like, I feel everything like entertainment was, was so integrated. I have a theory on that, by the way.
Yeah? Hear it. What's the theory? I like early 90s theories.
Well, I feel like
a
everything...
woman. Hey, girls.
Okay, so in the early 90s, at late 80s, early 90s, everything was like very culturally mixed, black, white. It kind of started with Run DMC and Aerosmith when they came together with Walk This Way, and then it kind of like built. And dude, it was like there were like rap snacks, rap cartoons, fucking everything was like very rap and like black, and there were tons of black TV shows, black entertainment. The first black superhero was Blank Man.
Blank Man was the shit.
And the best,
J5.
I cried when J5 got hurt.
Yo, yeah, that was fucked up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, then it got everything got whitewashed in the late 90s. Mm. And my theory is that O.J. Simpson was like the black entertainer. Like, he was no longer he went into white society because of his money and entertainment, la-di-da-da-da. And because everything was so bad behind the scenes with like police brutality and Rodney King and everything, if O.J. had gotten a guilty verdict, the country would have like imploded.
Yeah.
And so whites were like, okay, not guilty. And then entertainment, because he was in that whole thing, was basically like, okay, you're done. This is we've been doing you a favor.
Right.
You're done. This is it. No more fucking whatever. You're excommunicated. And then the entertainment just went white after that.
Right.
Like,
okay.
All those fucking like black shows and everything like went away.
Yeah, then you got Dawson's Creek and shit like that.
Yeah, and
so
then
everything turned out okay.
Yeah. And then there so many black movies only had like one black star.
Yeah.
It was never like I think like Bad Boys was like the last like multiple like
black
people.
Movies either have one black star or every black star.
Yeah, yep. We're
but
all
no,
them.
Now it's like it's gotten back to the point of like the extreme on the other side. Because like I remember the first time I saw white people playing basketball was The Professor on the N1 mixtape.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
And I was like, it's fucking rules on street ball.
We can do this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, dude, I feel like you said, like it all got fucking taken away. And now it's like every show has fucking two Indian people, two black people, two trans people.
Four gays.
Yeah. And they're all getting fucking checks signed by whites.
Yeah.
So it's it's like a shuck and jive fucking like, you know, oh, look, this is what you wanted.
You got to represent everybody.
Empowers. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody got
to represent. But I feel like we were there in the 90s and then it just like went away.
Yeah.
And my theory is that OJ is the reason.
I mean, but you know what? I have a theory to go along with your theory also.
Mm-hmm.
The early 90s painted the picture for what everybody thought black people were. So, like look at, like, now, right? Like, I got kids.
Mm-hmm.
My son is, like, in the anime. He's nerdy, but he also plays basketball. Mm-hmm. In the early 90s, we all was trying to be gangster because that's all you saw. Like, it was like, you either going to be an athlete or you're going to be a G.
Right.
And there was nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I think the early 90s also created the perception that black people are going to rob and steal and kill, but it did it on both sides. Like, so a lot of times white people is scared of black people, right? Mm-hmm. But black people, I'm scared to death of niggas, bro. I walk in the trap, like, I'm crossing the street.
Yeah.
This nigga got face tats, I'm out of here. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? I walk past the mirror sometimes, I'm like, oh, that nigga got a neck. Oh, that's me. My neck tat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I forget sometimes. You'll be scared. But
well,
we all scared.
That's so fun. Well, maybe because I was like a kid and I like wasn't watching the news or whatever. But I felt like, dude, all the black shows I liked were like family and like,
oh, like
friends,
Family Matters and like, shit like that.
Yeah, like Family Matters and Urkel and fucking in Living Color and A Different World, yeah, and fucking Living Single and Cosby Show. Like every, I was like, yeah, oh, cool, you know. And then like, as I got older, I was like, oh no, they're all criminals. But I feel like, yes, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, Tim Burton is getting in trouble because that new Wednesday show, all like the bad characters are like black.
Yeah.
And damn, it's like, isn't that almost refreshing?
Yeah. It's like, I thought it was very refreshing.
You haven't seen it
black
in a while.
Black people can be like, you know, yeah, normal and not like always like this like angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But even Wednesday, it's one of those examples of like they have to check every box.
Yeah.
There's like an Asian, a black person, a gay person. Like, I yeah, get it. It's cool, but like,
and what is she, a lesbian now or something?
I don't need one of each in everything.
Right. Yeah, like get the fuck on.
Yeah.
Like, well, I hate when they change superheroes from white to black or from
yeah,
black to Asian. Like,
the
like
Fantastic
just be normal.
Four, yeah.
That, yo, Michael B. Jordan and Fantastic Four pissed me the fuck off. Like, well, how the fuck is he black and his sister white? Oh, he adopted. That's not how the comic was, bro.
Why dude, he was that? White. He was just on fire for too long.
It's like, yo, keep it the way it was canonically. Right?
Yeah.
And make your own thing. Cool. Great. Right. Fucking wonderful. Yeah. Amazing.
Hell yeah.
Like the new Ghostbusters was my favorite because it did have that diversity, but it didn't pat itself on the back for it.
Right,
There was no explanation, and it was canonic.
You got it. Canonically.
Canonically. As a continuation of the original two movies, right, but in today's times, which would make sense with fucking what it was. But this whole like if they came back and Peter was like fucking black, and be like,
yeah, come the fuck
come on, right, what are we doing?
Yeah, like why do that?
Which is totally fine, but it's like make your own thing. And it's so, because the country is so fucking segregated.
Make your own bed. Like Ghosts with Science, they'd like throw chicken bones on the ground or something.
What?
They'd call their aunt who has like a thing they do. They wouldn't be proton packs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're holding the gun sideways.
Doing voodoo and shit.
Yeah. Get the goat. I mean the trap.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, the country's so segregated and there's so many white people that their only exposure to black people is entertainment and rap and the news, so they think, like you said, it's this thing. And then I've kind of thought, and like maybe you can speak to this, but I don't think people are as racist as they're made out to be. I think that as humans,
nobody's honest.
We're just so ignorant of other people. So when like a white person is like, whoa, you kind of talk white. It's not like I'm racist. Yeah. It's like, well, I always just
that
thought
was your
you
honest
talked.
Reaction.
Yeah. Or yeah, like, can I touch your hair? Because they do. When I was teaching, all my students would crawl on me and be like, why is your hair different?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not, it's just human.
That's a human reaction.
Yes.
Yes.
And beautiful. I think we're all human and we haven't been around each other, but now we've been convinced that like you're an evil
yes,
person if 100%. You are just like dumb.
Yeah. Because yeah, nobody's know? Being fucking honest. Listen, when black people talk to white people, they talk to y'all like y'all something else. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I talk to y'all the same way I talk to niggas. I talk to niggas how I talk to Chinese. I talk to yep, everybody the same fucking way.
And I do that too, but without those words.
I don't believe you, Ian. I don't believe it.
Well, don't read my notebook.
Listen, if you tell me it's a word I can't say, I'm for sure going to be in the mirror screaming that shit, bro.
That well, that's I'll the thing. That it's right like now. It's like everyone's like, you can't tell me what to say. Like, something that blew my mind and made me think things in different ways. In the beginning of the pandemic, I was like on a group chat with my friends and we're all over the country. And my one friend's mom is like really immunocompromised. So he like took off with the COVID thing and like mask and this and that. Blah, blah. My other friend is like, you know, like fucking, I don't want to blah, blah, you know, the two extremes. And my buddy got mad at him and goes, so you wouldn't wear a mask around my mom. So you want my mom to die? Jesus. And he was like, no, man. Let me tell you, I'll wear a mask around your mom, but it's my God-given right as an American to not have to care. And I was like, oh, shit.
Gangster.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be told right, to do something or what they can and can't say.
And why skip that many steps? How you go from you won't wear a mask around my mom to you want my mom to die? Like, what? No.
Yeah.
There was comics doing that in Philly over COVID, though. They'd be like, because we were doing a basement shows at Raven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, we'd be like, show on Thursday, whatever. And they'd be like, they oh, so us. You want my grandmom to die? I'm like, tell her to stay the fuck home.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck are you saying?
Your grandma
she would die anyway going to the Raven.
She'd be at Raven. Yeah.
for sure. Just don't come. Tell her not to fucking come. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, it's very strange that there's one magical word that can be said that is fully excused for, like, unmitigated violence. It's like, yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like if you saying anything to piss somebody off, I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, if you saying, if you look somebody in the eye, you like, you are ugly. Yeah, and they punch you in the face. Yeah. You bought that because you said it in that way.
And when you're emotional and angry, you say the worst thing you can to, like, get 100%. A reaction.
100%. You know? But if you're just in a conversation and you say a word, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
We should all just say it on three. All
right, let's say it, y'all. Ready?
All right, ready?
Listen, you know, and I'm the master. I've done this before 100 different times.
All right. Down.
All right, ready. Let's get it on three.
This feels like a trust fall.
Come on, y'all. On three, y'all ready?
All right, Booth, pop your mics up.
Come on, y'all.
Ready? One.
Wait. We're going to say it. We pluralizing it, too.
Okay.
Matter of fact.
Three.
All right, on three.
All right.
One, two, three. Niggas!
Not going to say it.
Damn, y'all left me.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, y'all hung me out the drive,
bro. Zach's saying it with his actions.
Orange soda. He's hiding himself behind Cal's favorite drink.
Soda. Damn.
I love the N-word. I do.
That was Cal shit. Orange soda.
What's a racist pirate say? A hard R.
Yeah, baby. And they love booty. Am I right? Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, Bobby.
Let's go.
Shmee.
I saw a Mexican arguing with a black boy on a construction site. And he called him he called him nigga, and he kept rolling the R. He said, nigger. He said, you nigger, nigger. And then he said it so many times that he just stopped saying nigga, and he was like, he just kept rolling the R. I'm like, hell yeah, bro.
Chewbacca, dude.
Hell yeah, just kept rolling. I said, yo, you can call me that all day. You want to just roll R's at me? Let's do it.
Can I tell you my favorite black v. Mexican argument I've ever seen?
What's that?
Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican lady trying to buy a bus ticket.
Amazing.
Black lady working behind the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady kept pushing money at her. And the lady's like, no, ma'am, I cannot. No, absolutely not. You need to move on. And the lady, please. And she was like, whatever. She, Elizabeth, New Jersey, please. Please, please. Goes, no, ma'am, I cannot. And please take the money. And she's like trying to shove the money. And finally, the black lady takes the coin and she goes, ma'am, those is for the Chuck E. Cheese. This is the happiest I'll ever be.
Yes. Those is for the Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn. Man, those is for the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
I got to hit up the Chuck E. Cheese in Elizabeth, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I think this is a very good opportunity for us to do plugs.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you guys want to hit up that plug music, guys, what do you want to plug?
Patreon.com/durag and the deer tag, and just durag and the deer tag podcast. Yeah. And we got a show on December 13th with Ian at Helium.
I'm excited.
It's gonna be fun. Ian, Tim Butterly, Sean Gardini, Matt McCusker, us. Fucking, we're gonna get Zach on the next one.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of fun people.
Good Boy Comedy Productions.
Oh yeah, and Good Boy Comedy.
Shout out to Danny Dubs,
the goat.
Oh, the best.
The best.
The best.
The man.
Yeah. The fucking king.
Yes.
He's that too.
Awesome. That show's going to be fun. Helium, December 13th. What time?
8 o'clock. 8. December 13th.
Boom. Yes.
Your favorite comics will be in the building. All of them.
And we're all doing duos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Two at a time.
It's going to be fucking awesome. Cool. Anything else? Individual Instagrams and stuff?
My Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. That's at na.imali. Na.imali. Follow me on Instagram. I got the best story in the fucking world, bro.
Just DRU_Montana, and then just at durag and the deer tag as well.
Just at the attention horse on Instagram.
Yes. Follow these guys. They're fucking great.
Go and tune into my other podcast, too. At,
Enough.
Come on. Y'all got to watch AO Actually. If you want to learn some shit and laugh, tune in to AO Actually, bro.
There it is.
We got facts.
I just want to plug, I got a show in Philly, December the 15th.
Woo!
Myself, LaMare Lee, Ryan Shaner, we are at the ECW Arena.
Oh, hell yeah.
I am the first ever comic to headline the ECW Arena.
Yes!
Let's go.
Come
That's
on
legendary
out.
Shit, bro.
I'm really pumped on it, so come on out.
Damn. I love that. iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. I'm going to be all over. Hey, if you're hearing this today and you're in Pittsburgh, I'm headlining the Pittsburgh Improv Thursday, December 8th. And January, I got some cool fucking shit coming up. Denver Comedy Works, Comedy Connection Rhode Island, Arlington Draft House, fucking House of Comedy Detroit, IanFidance.com. I'm coming to your town. Come out, share a smoke, hear a joke, and be an Ian with Jordan. Patreon.com/BeAnIanPod, and we're having a lot of fun.
Nailed the ending.
And if you love the show, we know you do, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code BYGUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows on the network. And you can head on over to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you for wearing stuff out the shows. It really means a lot.
Yes. And shout out to my cousin Michelle for listening to the show every week. I love you. And oh, and shout out to you, Zach, for getting me involved in Troma.
Yep.
When's it coming out?
They still got to shoot 2 more segments.
Oh, okay. All right.
But ours is done. We got the poster out now. If you guys want to bring up me and Ian, both have it on Instagram.
Yes.
Poster for Bring On the Damned Volume 1, new movie me and Ian are both in.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
And really, really fun time. Our buddy Brandon Basham shot it, and it's going to be fucking sick.
It was
dude.
Great. I died. It was my first death
scene. Oh, hell yeah, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Look up, pop up Zach's Instagram. The poster's fucking sick.
Yeah, the poster's really sick. I talked to the artist the other day.
Me and, that's awesome. Me and Naeem both recently
Yeah, we
died
recently
in
died in the movie also. Yeah.
No way.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
It's called Johnny.
Yeah, it's called Johnny.
It's not out yet, but it's coming soon on YouTube.
And he pistol whipped somebody.
Pistol
too.
Whipped the dog shit out of this
he
guy.
He fucked
dude.
This guy.
With a
yeah.
real gun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah.
Really?
You guys didn't have a fake gun.
They had one, but they wanted us to use a real one.
Not for that scene.
Yeah.
What?
He pistol. Yo, and the first
how?
Time.
How?
Drew Smith.
How do you pistol whip without pulling the trigger?
So
I don't know if it was loaded.
No, it wasn't loaded.
I don't think it was loaded. But, and the first time he did it like a pussy, he was like, eh. And then because
it was a heavy gun, dude. I didn't want to fucking hurt this guy. And I like,
do you have a clip of it?
No, it's not out.
It's not out yet. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be out
I
soon.
I guess it'll be out soon.
Holy shit.
But the second one, I really fucking cracked
he
him with
fucked
in
him
the face.
Yeah. Yes.
Like on the
like
top
in the
of head.
Head. Yeah. He cracked
Holy
him with a gun,
fuck.
Bro.
Fuck. What kind of gun was it?
I don't know. It was something heavy. It was a metal one.
It was heavy. Yeah, it wasn't a Glock. I tell you that bitch wasn't plastic.
It was dark, so I don't know what it was.
Oh, my God.
And then we stomped them out afterwards. We fucking stomped.
Shut our
Glocks
up.
Plastic? Yeah.
Glocks are plastic.
They're little.
Glocks are plastic.
Glocks aren't plastic.
The more
they are.
Nuh-uh.
Those are plastic guns.
Man. Are they?
He said, I got one in the... Bro,
yeah,
we
really?
In New York, chill,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What kind of
I got one
nothing.
I love shooting. I That's love crazy. Shooting. I go to different towns. I shoot. I hadn't seen my cousin, Sean, in over 2 decades, and I was playing Charlotte Comedy Zone, and he came from Raleigh to hang out, and I go, you guys want to go to a gun range?
Yeah.
So I had my finance family reunion at a gun range.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's badass.
I've seen the videos of you smoking cigarettes, shooting guns. It looks badass.
Yeah. Bro, and you know what you're doing, too,
so
bro.
So fun. Yeah. I've gotten so good. I am fucking chest and head, fucking bop, bop, bop,
yes.
triple Damn. Tap. It is awesome.
Oh, you will never need security, bro.
No. I do.
Hey, guys, one more quick thing. Gentlemen, you ever sometimes lack confidence in the bedroom? We've all had those nights where we get a little too nervous or we've had maybe a little too much to drink. There's nothing worse than not being able to perform with the person that you love, but have no fear. Our friends at RexMD are here spreading cheer even when you had too many beers, you queer. RexMD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They make getting generic and branded Viagra and Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. All you got to do is go to rexmd.com/buyguys, BIGUYS, for this limited time deal where they're going to give you the best deal you've ever heard of, up to 90% off, and only pay $2 per dosage with their exclusive link. The process is very simple. No need to jump through a bunch of hoops. All you got to do is click a few buttons. You talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped straight to your door within 2 days. And they don't just have ED medication. They also have medications for sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleep aid. They're also there to make sure you save big. Guys, sometimes Viagra can cost around $90 a pill, but REXMD, RexMD, has generic Viagra that's just as effective for as low as
$2 a pill. Unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA approved, clinically tested, and a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So one more time, guys, head on over to rexmd.com/buyguys to take advantage of the best deal yet. That's 90% off. You're only going to pay $2 per dosage. Starter packs of generic Viagra or Cialis are now available for our listeners. RexMD.com/buyguys for up to 90% off. Give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with our friends at RexMD. Let's get back into the show.
You know. I need security now. I got socked on stage.
That's right. You didn't tell the story last time.
Nope, I didn't. Yep.
What? Do you mind telling
Let's
it?
Do it, bro.
Yes!
Let's fucking go.
Yes.
So, what happened was I was supposed to fight this guy. It's my ex-wife's ex-boyfriend. She broke up with him. He takes all these nudes and pictures of her doing nasty things to him.
What?
And he puts them on Instagram, throws them on the internet, right?
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
What's his handle?
Damn, I don't even know. Damn.
How's he post that and not get flagged?
Well, he did. And they took it down. But not only did he do that, he emailed it to everybody in her email directory. So it went to my mom. It went to like her boss at
what?
Work.
Why would he do that? What a piece of shit.
Piece of shit, because she dumped him. So he was very upset.
What
I guess.
A fucking insecure little fucking baby.
This
dick.
Guy is a fucking pussy. The biggest type of pussy you ever could see in your life. Does all that shit. So I call him. I'm like, yo, where you at? He tells me where he is. I said, all right, look, I'm gonna come meet you. I'm gonna beat you the fuck up. Wherever you stand, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out wherever you at. So he like, what? I know that you used to box and all. I'm not doing all that. He said, I'm gonna catch you in traffic. And then he caught me in traffic, bro. You know what I mean? Motherfucker caught me on stage, heading off a roast battle belt.
Wait, what does traffic mean?
Like, I'm gonna
somewhere
catch you.
Else?
Yeah, just outside when you're not
he was
aware.
Come up to you on like.
On
you know.
95?
Yeah.
And pulled next to me on the highway.
We gonna chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did that go down on stage?
So what happened was we had just got finished the Rose Battle Championship. And we're in Raven Lounge.
Yes.
I was hosting. I'm passing off the Rose Battle belt. Now, the guy had been in there for maybe 10, 20 minutes before he ran up on stage.
Uh-huh.
He enjoyed the show.
Yes, he enjoyed the show.
He laughed at one of my jokes on camera.
Yes,
really?
On camera. Because we saw the surveillance
About
footage.
Him?
No. I was roast battling somebody else, and I lost.
Yeah.
So I got off stage, and Naeem's like celebrating with the guy who won.
Yeah.
But you can see him laugh at one of my jokes.
Yeah. And I'm going, and I'm, look, and I
before
turn.
Before he knocks out my friend.
Yeah. And I turn to pass the belt off, and I didn't feel the punch. I thought the floor caved in. Because we had Raven Lounge. I just felt myself falling backwards. I didn't feel I didn't feel the hit. I just felt myself falling backwards.
Yeah. And why would you repair a pipe when you can let it leak for 5 years?
Exactly. So in my head, I'm like, oh, we all falling through the floor right now.
Right.
Like,
so wait, where was he in the Raven Lounge?
He was in the back. Then he eased his way up like row by row, like periodically. Like he had waited
and
a couple minutes.
And then he ran and punched?
Ran
or
and
he,
hit.
And he didn't say anything to you?
No.
He just snuck you.
I tell you, to put it like this. The first hit, I fell back, hit the wall, and then I was falling backwards, and I grabbed the table, and he hit me again. He said, pussy, and that's when I knew who it was. When he said pussy, I knew his voice. And I'm like, oh, it's this dickhead. So I grabbed the table, pulled myself up, and I grabbed him and slammed him off the stage. Boom. Uh-huh. Then I'm on top of him, and this is the...
Beanie on.
We're going to get this straight. Yes. Hat on.
The beanie never
fell off. The hat never fell off. My hat stayed on the whole time. Now, this is where I get mad at some of my comedian friends. They pull me off of top of them.
Yep.
Like, I stand off a stage, and I'm on top of him, and they come grab me like, yo, chill. Like, bruh, the nigga just hit me. Let me get mine back. You see what I'm saying? So then they separate us. Then we square up. I throw a 1-2, catch him. Then he tries to, like, tackle me. Then people, like, break it up again, and then him and his friend ran the fuck out of there. They just hauled ass out of there. Then I called them, and I'm like, yo, come the fuck back, bruh. Come back. Please come back. But, yeah, he snuck me, bruh.
What a fucking pussy.
And didn't even knock me out. If you're going to sneak me, knock me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
You better knock me out, dog. Like, it's crazy.
It's very funny in the video of it. You can see
Can
me.
We pop the video up?
Sure. Yeah. It's episode, what, 40?
Look up, like, Durag and the Deer Tag Roast Battle Championship. Yeah, Roast Battle Championship. It's like a 30-minute video.
And it's at the end of the video.
It's at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, you can see me. I, like, run up and sit. Because I didn't know who was fighting. All of our judges were black. And like Naeem was the only other black guy in the room. So at the time, I'm like, it makes no sense for Naeem to be in a fight right now. Everyone in here loves Naeem. Yeah,
and I thought you hit me at first.
Right.
Cause I thought he was mad. So I went from thinking that
the
floor
caved
in.
Is the other guy white?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck no. But I just didn't know what happened. So I went from thinking the floor caved in to thinking like, damn, maybe Drew hit me because he lost the Rose Battle. And he mad that he lost. You see, and I was all hyped like, hell yeah.
No!
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Drew, you that bad that you lost?
But yeah, I run up to the stage and I set my water bottle down, a Deer Park water, and then I turn it perfectly so the label is facing out as Naeem's like slamming this guy off the stage.
Yeah.
And then we sent it to Deer Park and we were like, this is the content you guys need. And they said no.
Yeah, they said, nah, no sponsorships from us, yo.
They did answer it at least. They were like, this isn't the type of shit.
I do like they answered. I love that they answered.
Damn.
Yeah, dog.
Holy shit.
It's real in Raven Lounge, dog.
Fucking hell.
One time, got my dick sucked in the back of Raven Lounge. You ever get your dick sucked in there, Ian, when you was hosting and shit?
No. Right. Never. But I did.
He sucked the dick in there. Yeah. Hell yeah.
The Enigma. Do you guys remember him?
No.
Who the fuck is the Enigma?
Oh, I do not know that name yet.
The tarot card reader.
Yeah.
They would hang out downstairs and let him read tarot cards. Yeah. And then he would go up at midnight and do a set. And he was the weirdest motherfucker. And one time he stayed at Foley's and Foley woke up and he was just not drunk, sleeping on his kitchen table.
What the fuck? Yeah.
He was an enigma.
Yeah.
That was his name.
He was. But dude,
that's an N-word in disguise.
He's
that N-word's like, I'll catch you in traffic.
Beep, beep. Yeah, one time I stuck my thumb in a guy's eye when him and Cotton, rest his soul, were in a fight. It like got upstairs, went down the stairs, and then me and Butterly went for like the arm bar, and I just put my thumb in this guy's eye.
Damn.
And then Cotton, like it was broken up, and Cotton tried to continue it on the street, and the guy was like, no, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, Cotton was the man.
Oh, man. Oh, it's coming up. December 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Cotton. Yep. We miss you. You're the best. That's the most racist mural I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
It's insane.
The lips are so big.
Who did that?
I don't fucking know.
I think John saved money and did it himself.
Makes sense.
Bro, it's the funniest thing in the world.
It's so funny. Yeah.
And it's funny because there was that wonderful like cartoon picture made of him with wings and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's another one of him just having lips as big as his table.
Lips are so big.
It's crazy.
And he's so black.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Chris Scott looks like
Biz Markie got stung by bees.
And he's crying in the picture.
Yeah, like he's sad about his own death in the picture. Like, how the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, he's looking out like,
I'm like, sad. Damn. I'm really upset. I wish I was still alive. do we have it, Alex?
Is the video?
Oh, fuck. I should have done it earlier in the show. But can we please plug Alex's baby registry? Alex, pop up all you want.
Hell yeah.
We should have done it earlier. Sorry.
If you guys just go to my Instagram at @IamAlexScar, it is the link in my bio.
Okay, make sure you go there. Yeah.
This baby needs a Mercedes Benz, y'all. Come on.
Yep, we're getting the baby a Benz. And do you have the fight video up?
Mike's looking for it.
Let me.
We're getting FUBU Babas.
I can find it and I'll send it to one of you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm. In the meantime, you want to do a news story?
Yeah. Pick one.
I saw that Bill Cosby was accused of drugging and raping 5 women in a new lawsuit, and he denies the claims. And my thing is like, hasn't he been through enough?
Yeah.
Do we have to keep?
It's also one of those things where like, oh, just 5?
Yeah.
It's not like, what? Yeah. It seems like so little now.
Yeah. And how they missed the first train. Like, how the fuck did y'all miss that?
It honestly feels
they were still asleep.
So the article includes pictures of them.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, finally.
Let's see see if the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Comedian denies claim.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
He did what? That fucking one
Quincy
of the Jackson
Jones.
Brothers.
Yeah, that dude like a Jackson.
Oh, he raped Tito? Oh.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. She can get
her lad.
You can't
bad.
Get a read on this guy.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. All
right, here we go. Now we work. Now we cook.
Yeah.
Now we cook.
Did they rank them for us?
Yeah, right. Her name is.
Here's a BuzzFeed article.
Her name is Eden Turl. What the fuck type of name is Turl?
Oh.
Nope, they definitely didn't rank them for us.
This one a little thicker.
She's getting her some Cosby dick.
Yeah. It took her 7 Quaaludes to go down.
They all got fake ass names. 7 Quaaludes.
He's like, this bitch won't go to sleep.
And a fucking harpoon.
A harpoon.
Damn.
They need to treat this like Hemingway. They only pass their best
picture
selves.
That picture is so funny.
That looks like the cotton mural.
Crazy eyes.
That looks like the cotton eyes.
That is the cotton
That's
eyes.
That's the cotton eyes in the mural.
Damn.
Cotton eye, Joe.
Cotton eye Bill.
Look, he got the shirt on from the high school I went to.
Really?
Yeah, Central.
Wow. Dude, I saw him in 2014 in Delaware, and for years I kept a ticket in my wallet.
Yeah?
He was the fucking best.
I always hated him. I always
really?
Hated Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Why?
Always.
They got way back.
When I was 5 years old, he asked my dad, was I retarded?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. My dad took me to a fight. We were sitting ringside, and he introduced me to him. And he's like, yeah, this is Bill. Bill, this is my son, Naeem. So then he's like, he went to shake my hand. And he's like, oh, hey, little man. And this is like the Cosby Show's on TV. So I was like starstruck. So I'm just like, I'm frozen. So he's like, hey, little man, what's up? And I didn't say anything. So he looks at my dad. He's like, yo, what's wrong with me? He retarded or something? And I was 5 years old, and I remembered that when I was like 27. I'm jogging one day, and it just hit me. The memory just hit me. I'm like, what the fuck? And I called my dad, like, Pop, did Bill Cosby call me retarded? And my dad was like, yeah, because you was acting fucking retarded. He was like, I introduced you to him, you ain't say a word.
Oh my God.
Call me retarded. So I always hated the guy, bro.
He has a reputation for being a colossal fucking asshole.
Yes, he's rude. Who says that about a child?
Rude.
Super rude.
Why would he do that? Isn't he the cause? Isn't he supposed to be like, that's okay, little guy?
Right, yeah.
Where's your mother?
It's crazy.
Damn, what a dickhead.
Yeah, X was our retarded.
You know, I can excuse the other stuff, but that...
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to draw the line.
I don't think so, man.
To a kid?
Yeah.
Did you talk about that on stage?
Yeah, that was my very first set. That was a big part of it, was that whole thing.
Because that's funny as fuck.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And it's a true story.
Yeah,
I got beef with Bill Cosby. Not what you guys think.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn. So they got him on five more.
Five more.
At this point, dude, it like feels like Olive Garden after I had my breadsticks. The pasta fagioli comes. I'm like, I'm full. Please, I can't possibly do more.
Right.
I can't care anymore.
Yeah. Come on, I'm done.
I can't care anymore.
It was already like, what, 70 or something?
Something ridiculous. And then once a good documentary comes out about it, just you got to leave it alone. We've had a good documentary out about him now. Just leave it. All right, now it's over.
Yeah, it's like Home Alone 3. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah.
Like, dude, now I was thinking that. I watched Home Alone 2 with my mom the other night, and I'm like, "How? We get it.
Yeah.
What's the formula?
Yeah.
It's the same. More of the same. Yeah. Where the kid's alone.
Right. At this point, the mom should be getting locked up. Like, they should be calling DHS or something. Like, you just going to keep forgetting the same kid? Yeah, you just hate this one kid.
Yeah. Home alone because his mother got taken away.
Yeah.
Do we have the fight?
I can't get on the Wi-Fi here.
All right, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
We'll get it next time.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that attitude.
Let's call this a condom and wrap it up.
Yeah?
Ooh, all right, there you
that go. Sounds good to me. Thank you guys so much. Please check out our guests, Deer Tag and the Do-Rag. Follow them. Support them on Patreon. Give them your money.
Yes.
Pay to jerk off of a Do-Rag.
Get a Do-Rag with some cum. Yes. Treat yourself. It's the holidays.
Yes.
Support Ian. Support Alex's baby. Get on that fucking registry.
Yep.
Go out to ECW Arena to see the first fucking comic
I'm
to headline the arena.
Legendary.
That's fucking legendary moment.
We're pulling up. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week here on Bye, guys.
Woo!
Peace.